Shalom, Australia. U.S. President Donald Trump visited Israel and the West Bank on Monday and Tuesday with only one glitch in the hectic but largely ceremonial schedule. Prime Minister Netanyahu had required the presence of all cabinet ministers at the red carpet reception for Trump at Ben-Gurion Airport on Monday. Except for Finance Minister Moshe Kahlon, Interior Minister Aryeh Deri, and Agricultural Minister Uri Ariel, all lined up to shake hands with Trump. Although not a minister, Likud MK Oren Chazan pushed his way through the line of dignitaries to snatch a selfie with Trump. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reached out and tried to move Chazan's arm, but to no avail. Chazan later posted the picture on his Facebook page with the caption, "Thank you, Mr. President. It was my pleasure." Chazan has been widely ridiculed for his childlike behavior, but he was unrepentant and posted another controversial picture, this time of him appearing to hold the dome of the rock between his fingers on Thursday. Trump's visit included meetings with President Reuven Rivlin, Prime Minister Netanyahu, and PA Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. Sara Netanyahu and Melania Trump spent time together, including meeting with sick children and their families at Hadassah Hospital. Trump laid a wreath at Yad Vashem and put a note between the stones of the Kotel. He was the first serving U.S. president to pray at the most holy site for the Jewish people. In the major speech of the visit on Tuesday at the Israel Museum, the president heaped praise on Israel while calling on both sides to make compromises towards peace. He urged them to put aside the pain and disagreements of the past and declared that both sides were ready to move forward. The president notably avoided all mention of Israeli settlements, the status of Jerusalem, or even whether the U.S. would continue to insist on a two-state solution. Trump canceled a visit and a speech scheduled at Masada after the Air Force informed him that he would not be allowed to land his helicopter at the UNESCO-listed archaeological site and would have to use the cable car. Wrapping up his intense 28-hour visit, President Trump boarded Air Force One on Tuesday afternoon and departed the Middle East for Italy. Trump told U.S. troops in Sicily that all children from all faiths deserve a future of hope and peace, a future that does honor to God. He said, "Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas assured me he is willing to reach for peace with Israel in good faith, and I believe he will." Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu assured me that he too was ready for peace. He's a friend of mine and he means it. Trump reaffirmed America's unbreakable bond with the State of Israel and stated that he and Netanyahu had continued our discussion about fighting terrorism and crushing the organizations and ideologies that drive it. A large rally in Tel Aviv last night called on the government not to lose the momentum from the Trump visit to move forward with peace negotiations. Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman said on Wednesday that Israel has made changes to its intelligence-sharing apparatus with the U.S. after President Donald Trump gave Russian officials classified information. Lieberman also stressed the close relationship between the two countries on security issues. Israel sent their support to the respective governments and condolences to victims, families, after the terrorist attacks in Manchester and Egypt this past week. More than 80,000 people took part in the Jerusalem Day flag march on Wednesday, more than double the number in previous years. Led by religious Zionist teenagers in blue and white, delegations from around the world sang and danced as they marched from the center of the new city to the old. They marched around the old city, waving flags and singing, celebrating 50 years since the reunification of Jerusalem during the Six-Day War. Clashes broke out at the Damascus Gate ahead of the march as police dispersed protesters attempting to block the paths of the marchers. Hossam, a Palestinian teenager who did not want to give his surname, says he was worried that the marchers would storm the Temple Mount. He said, "We are here to protect Al-Aqsa. They want to storm Al-Aqsa and we must stop them." Earlier on Wednesday, 15 Jews were arrested for attempting to pray on the mount. Jews are allowed to visit, but not to pray there, to avoid provoking tensions. Police on Wednesday also arrested three guards from the Islamic Waqf, the Jordan-based organization that administers the Temple Mount, for trying to attack visitors to the Jerusalem site. On Wednesday, President Reuven Rivlin used the 50th anniversary of Jerusalem's reunification to call for immediate action to improve the quality of life in the predominantly Arab neighborhoods of East Jerusalem, which are among the nation's poorest. The Finance and Jerusalem Affairs Ministry are today presenting a joint plan to the Cabinet to do just that. The first two clauses of the proposal will deal with the need for better education and for improved sewage infrastructure, as well as for more efficient rubbish removal. Israel's National Security Council is considering a plan to transfer control of Kafr Aqab and the Shuafat refugee camps from the Jerusalem municipality to a yet-to-be-established local council. Despite being part of the city, they're located on the other side of the security barrier and suffer from a dearth of municipal services. Under the plan, the two neighborhoods, which together comprise about one-eighth of Jerusalem's population, would be moved to a newly established local council that will remain under Israeli control and receive funding from municipal services directly from the state rather than through the municipality. The remains of weapons used by Roman legionnaires and Jewish rebels in Jerusalem in the 1st century CE went on display on Thursday, linking the last battle before Jerusalem fell 2,000 years ago with ongoing celebrations to mark the 50th anniversary of Jerusalem's reunification. The Israel Antiquities Authority says that the account by the 1st century Roman Jewish historian Josephus on the fall of Jerusalem is being confirmed by the objects discovered on an ancient road that used to ascend to the city gates and the pool of Siloam to the temple. Palestinian security prisoners yesterday called off a 40-day hunger strike. Israeli officials denied Palestinian claims that Israel negotiated with the inmates to end the mass protest or conceded to any of the prisoners' demands. The deal was brokered between the International Committee of the Red Cross and the Palestinian Authority. Just one of the prisoners' demands will be met. Their monthly visits from family members will be increased from 1 to 2 per month. Israel announced on Friday it will ease restrictions on Palestinians from the West Bank and Gaza during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, including easier access to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, issuing more travel permits, and allowing them to fly abroad from Ben-Gurion Airport. Major General Yoav Mordechai said the moves were part of the policy to improve the Palestinian population's quality of life in Judea and Samaria and to assist Gaza Strip residents. Wishing Muslim listeners Ramadan Mubarak. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting from Jerusalem for SBS Radio. And wishing our Jewish listeners Chag Sameach for Shavuot.